Hello, it's Red News Podcast number 22. And actually remember it for once. And we have full sellers bingo. I'm joined by all the sellers before the cup final, and we're all very excited. So I've got with me Nathan, Steve, Nick and Mark. Say hello, everyone.
Hello.
And we're all having a beer in the sun, and we are excited, are we not?
Very excited.
Yeah. Which makes a change.
I'm sort of excited.
Why are you not feeling it? This is your first appearance on the podcast,
I've never been
Steve.
On the podcast before.
Are you excited with that? That people are going to listen to your voice. And after the popularity of the shout-out last time, I'd like to say hello to Gary in America, who says he likes podcasts because it makes him feel some connection with the match-going day. So even though we talk a lot of shit. And so today, I've got a full sellers, they're staying, and I was greeted by a video of hello. They said hello, watch this, and it's a man shoving a whisper bar up his arse, and that was that was my greeting. And
the video was Barlow,
and they said he looked like me, so that's
I thought it was you. In our defence, we also watched a man shove a fish up his own arse as well.
See,
and he went in live.
See, this is disgusting. This is just the degenerates of today's youth. We never did all that kind of shit, literally. Anyway, so so since we last talked cup semi-final, we've had a very drab month, absolute shite football, and but Nick watched the Eurovision and he kept a scorecard of the night, and that's sadder than any football I've seen, and that includes Brighton away.
I like that he gave his missus extra points for guessing the capital city's right.
But if she got wrong, she had to take a sip of the drink.
So we're a bit more optimistic and buzzing than we were, because we've been a bit miserable on recent podcasts. So
maybe we're just happy that the season's going to end in a couple of hours.
Yeah, but plus, if you can't get a buzz for a cup final...
I'm excited that it's a cup final, and I'm excited to win the FA Cup.
We've got to win it first.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No, the game's going to be a drab. I'm convinced it's going to be extra time, and it will be a very tight, tetchy, tactical, one goal, one moment, and you've got to hope it's... I mean, when we got done here by them, it was Drogba's moment. When we lost to City, Berbatov missed that sitter. That was his moment. And you've got to take... And Lukaku out injured worries me if he is or not.
If he's out, we get beat. I'm putting that out there. If he's playing, we've got a chance. It's that simple.
We're saying, I think the fact that he's got the World Cup might impact on it. He'd just go with one leg if he was... But if he's joining up with a World Cup squad, that sort of impacts on his... thinking. You don't know. You sort of know the team if he's fit, don't you?
I just want
you can reel it off.
Yeah,
but that's not going to happen, Steve.
I know that.
People have got to stop saying, I want Jose to go. He said last night that for him, an entertaining game isn't a 6-0. Not that you've ever won 6-0 for us, Jose. It's a tight, edgy 5 minutes to go. Both benches are worrying. And I can sort of see that.
And I get that, and I'd happily accept that, and I'd happily accept thinking how I feel every time I played them, and I'd happily play for a 0-0 draw.
No, I don't. But that affects that Anfield affected our season.
But I get that.
We were on a good run of form, and that point did bugger all.
I know.
Did bugger all for the league table. It did bugger all for us. It affected us going into the derby. We then derailed after the derby.
But I understand the reasons for doing it. I don't agree with it at all, but I understand it. I understand this, the need to play cagey at times, but and if we finish the season hammering teams and going for it, then I'd be quite happy to pinch a 1-0 win today. But what? Because we've put up with the last couple of months. So
well, what worries me is I've and this is a bit bad doing the fans in, but I've switched off from Jose's press conferences. I can't be arsed watching them because it's quite bland and it's quite bullshit. You know, Bally, I'm not playing Bally because I want to play the World Cup players, and then he goes and plays Bally. I'm not going to sell any players. Yes, you are.
I think you mean Bailey.
Well, who says? Right, there you go. There's three. Adidas. How do you pronounce it?
Adidas.
How do you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce Nike?
Nike. John pronounces Nike. It Adidas, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway. Jose's it's all a bit boring, but I've read Andy from the website has done a fantastic job keeping the news going, and I went through it yesterday, all the quotes going back from the month, and you think he was obsessed with this point, you know, to get the 7 points, and it was 4, then it was 1, and you think, all right, okay, you want to get the second place, but we had three games to go and we needed a point. And you bored the liver, and he said to the team, you know, get me, think of this point as the point that gets you to the championship at West Ham. But it isn't. It's not. And you think, you bored us. There's the last game of the season against Watford. You didn't need to do that. What is more important, you know, saying goodbye to Bally and, not Bally, Daily Blind and Darmian, or putting Gomez in or Chong for 40 minutes? What would get the crowd on side? What would excite us? We're just not excited. I've watched the last couple of games, been sober for them, and we're safe. What we do is, we don't have a Scholes or a Carrick who can go, I'm not going to play it to the next man who's then going to pass it to the next man. I'm going to take a risk and pass it beyond that and have a go. Because everyone knows their roles in the team, and if they do that, they don't want to express themselves. And that's not going to work next season, because you'll get results. You've got to have risk in our play. You've got to have risk if you're going to win the title. You can't play it safe anymore. So sorry, I've just brought you back down.
We're going to be positive today, people.
Yes. No, but do you know what I mean? Do you disagree with that? That we're safe?
But two, it's boring. To be honest, when you've been talking about that, I've been looking at the food board and the pub next to me, and there's an egg on a pizza.
It's not a pub. It's called a restaurant,
right.
Steve.
Well, there's an egg on a pizza, so I won't be going in to find out.
That's quite popular, Pizza Express. Do you know when I see an egg on a pizza, a photo, I almost think, what if you get the shits after that egg?
So I don't think.
Because who's cooking the egg? Is the egg cooked before the pizza? Is the egg cooked on the pizza?
The egg will be cooked.
What came first, the egg or the pizza?
See, this what? Would you trust an egg
Man,
cooked on a pizza?
You're from Bury. I'll give you a fiver if you can name me five ingredients on that pizza. And you can't have egg.
Do you know what that green stuff is, Mark?
He described lettuce once in Subway as, can I have some of that green stuff? That was one thing that was once said. He went into Subway, ordered a ham butty, and he went, do you want any for it? And he pointed at the lettuce and went, yeah, some of that green stuff.
Rainbow salad, that's called, right?
Is it?
But that's the way you think. That's more
the fact that we're more interested in that.
Mark, what? All you said in the last podcast was second and FA Cup final.
Oh, here we are.
So you're happy?
I was right.
You're happy?
Of course I'm happy. I'm always happy by it.
But were you happy during the Watford game?
To be honest, yeah.
Are you sure?
What? I'm always happy.
Move on.
Yeah.
He's an odd one.
Mark takes ketamine.
No, but alright, so.
To be honest, partner,
second after finishing sixth last year.
I got it all wrong last year. I fuck knows where.
You know what? It is progress, and there is. I'm very much divided on Jose. One minute I'm thinking, yeah, he is making progress. We're in the final. He wins things, but ultimately, I pay £37 for my sick day every week, and I'm bored.
Yeah,
and. I know it's not just me thinking that.
No.
People travel a long way.
But are we the generation of just complacent? You know, because I said after the semi-final, I looked at those Spurs fans. You know, we moan about post-Fergie, and this is our third cup final.
Yeah.
And Spurs have won nothing in 30-odd years. Liverpool have won nothing. Touchwood, that remains next week.
Yeah, but we're not Spurs.
No, I get that, but... I mean, you appoint David Moyes, sorry to bring it back to that. He's still on the United contract, and he's on his fifth club, is it?
Yeah, he's still...
You've seen he's going Stoke.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, just David Moyes.
Oh.
They've sacked Lambert. I mean, it's just... So that man's damage had to be rectified.
If you think about this way, someone said to you when Jose took the job and went, OK, next 2 years...
I thought we'd win the league this year, I did.
I thought we would as well, but if someone said to you, no questions asked at the start of Jose, so you're going to win three trophies, let's say we win today, three trophies in your first two seasons, you'd have taken it, no questions asked.
Sorry, I've even got that wrong. We're on a fourth cup final. Got the league cup.
The thing is with him is I thought we'd win the European Cup this year, I really did. And
you can't with that defence, though. You can't.
Liverpool's
No, I know. Well, that's you, but that goes to the risk. because a thing that pissed me off still, Seville, let it go, I'm letting it go. But I've got to let Seville go.
You know what?
But you cannot come out and say, we weren't going to win it anyway, because Liverpool have shown you just go for it and you've got to risk. And teams in Europe that risk this year have got to the later stages.
I think part of being a football fan is sort of
being a miserable bastard.
Yeah, and sort of living in hope. I used to work with a Leicester fan, and he said it was quite good being a Leicester fan, because one year you're battling relegation, and then if you get relegated, the next year you're battling to sort of be promoted. So there's something to sort of look forward to. And,
well, they won the bloody league.
And it just sort of seemed that after FA Cup aside, after Seville, there's no...
Well, like Nick said, like last year, it's just been a
damp
end. The last six games of last season in the league and the last six of it have just been, you may as well not have bothered to turn up, which is horrible. It is horrible. And you think there was an opportunity for kids. Why do we need to say goodbye to Darmian? He's going. He's a footballer. He's on 80 grand a week or whatever.
I think it's just a case that he didn't want to get anyone injured in the next match. Sure.
Yeah, put the kids in.
I get that. He should have played a kid more. It's like you send players like Fosu Mensah out on loan and stuff.
But don't get me wrong, I woke up this morning and I was so excited. I'm so buzzing for today, but it's the whole, the FA Cup still means something. It's meeting all of us lot. Yeah. It's having a great day. It's still Wembley shithole, but having, United at Cup Final, it's still better than 99.9% of what anyone else goes experiences. But if you take the isolation of the actual football itself, I'm very underwhelmed. And a massive transfer business. I got a feeling we're going to hear the news soon. Fellaini signs a contract. And
yeah, we were saying that on the way down. And they'll get a signing on fee and all that. Shite that does with it. And it's... The thing is, like we were saying before, second, it is progress, but it's not that much progress when the team are born.
And the crap league.
We've got more points this year than we have a lot of the times we've won the league. It's just a freak that they've won it by so much. We've done all we could.
But the
do,
league
really.
Is.
We've done all we, you know.
The league is pretty, shite.
But when
let's be honest.
If you're going to finish second, you might as well finish third or fourth and play.
Yeah,
the
I agree.
You're not going to look through the history books and say, "Oh, we finished second. That season, nice one," because you're that far. You've not been picked at the post to it. It wasn't a closely run thing.
But that's why I think Jose is.
If we. We've got the highest points total we've had for ages.
Yeah, you're going to remember that in 20. Yeah, but if buts maybe Bob's your uncle and Michael's your aunt, it doesn't mean anything.
Fanny was your aunt.
Was it?
Fanny's your aunt, isn't she?
Fanny's your aunt, and that is
it. It is Fanny's your aunt, isn't it?
That's disgusting, my aunt's lovely.
Actually, this though. So, we got to the cup final. Let's say touch wood. Obviously, we get beat. Let's say we don't get beat.
Well,
let's say we get beat. No, second
positivity.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you're not going to remember that in years to come,
are
you?
What I'm saying is though, if you got past the Ville, if you keep going on past the Ville,
yeah.
They got Bayern Munich in the next round. We play Bayern Munich. We get battered with them.
Who says?
Because they're a lot better than us. Everybody says they're a lot better than us. So we'll deal.
City are a lot better than us, and we beat them. So,
you don't know until you give it a go.
It's a derby.
I'd rather get smashed by Munich.
That's
than
the point, though.
Bayern
Munich
lost
against a team in the quarterfinals. A lot better.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know. We've still got the. We've still got the. Excuse me. Pay attention.
Got a new T-shirt.
All right. Well, we can talk about that later.
Got a new T-shirt.
Everyone listening. But everyone, or two of them, is not going to want to know about the T-shirt. But I get that our squad should be doing better than it is. That those players, and obviously there's huge question marks. Martial still, Pogba. We've got a sign. I don't know this Fred. I think we're very keen on Willian, and if he wants to, I like him. But is he a title-winning, turning player? Is he the
he's
one that? Yeah. He's a Jose player, that's for sure, and you're going to feel yourself. But Jose just seems a bit more defensive. He's been critical of the fans. He doesn't seem the Jose. I was looking through the quotes. This is when I got anal and start the season. And he came out after we won the first few games, and he says, "I'm buzzing. I bring on the fight. I'm ready for this." And you think throughout the season, he's sort of lost a bit of his gloss, and he's got more miserable.
It must be. I know it, and it's a stupid thing to say. I know it, but it must be really sort of difficult to motivate a group of players. So the best you can do is finish second after you've been dumped out of Seville, and they shouldn't need it's his job to motivate him and get him up for it.
But you have to motivate yourself on a Monday after you feel shit.
Yeah, but for, I've got to pay the mortgage.
Well, you know, so come on, fuck that. They're pampered little, you know, like last week, Jesse Lingard giving the lad, young lad who sold Red News a shirt, and then Alexis Sanchez is on the train being a mild ass with kids, and you think, all right, I get that you're bothered. I was actually talking about it with a woman, and she said, but just leave them be. But you think, for that kid, that's his one moment.
Yeah.
Alexis Sanchez isn't changing world peace on that train. He's got his headphones on, fucking Instagramming dogs. Yeah. Who gives a shit? You know?
It takes one second.
Yeah.
And it does affect me. My dad will still talk about an ex-player who completely snuck in.
Who?
I'm not going to tell
you. Why? Is it bad?
How many people listen to it? My dad, Bobby Charlton, told him to piss off when he was
Well, I've heard a few stories like that.
And
he, certainly.
That's for you, you'll never
forget
it.
No, Michael Holding. When I was a kid.
Then he apologised to me.
Did he?
Met him again, yeah.
I've never seen Michael Holding the same way. When I was 12, and he went, he just brushed me aside, and I'd got a piece of paper out of my school bag and a pen, and I was so excited. Michael Holding, the West Indies are in town. And he just went, go away. Oh no, why'd you do
that? If you would have took your school bag to school and spent some more time in school, you wouldn't be doing this now, would you?
The bit, I feel there's a bullying going on here.
It could be paying for all these drinks.
Well,
if
yeah.
You listen to your teacher.
No, they said you'll never make anything of yourself and stop talking about United.
You proved them wrong.
Well, I did have one. I bunked off for Barcelona in 84 and I was staying up with mum. And mum wrote, it's just the most... It was always stomach upset stomach, wasn't it? If you were nicking off school, it was always he's got an upset stomach, and they all knew. And then one teacher who was woodwork, and he said he was a United fan, and he just went, "What was it like, Barney? Come on, sit down and tell me all about it." And he just went, "The greatest game ever." What are you going to do? You're going to go in school and be taught like people like Steve, just talking nonsense, or are you going to watch United against Barcelona in the greatest comeback ever? Right, so. Right, we're finished. Right, let's just do a quick one. I'm going to say each player, your review of the season in one or two, three words, all right? Each of you. So, De Gea.
Heroic.
Speaks for himself, doesn't it? You know, again.
Great, the best I've seen at United. Right, Tony Valencia.
Miserable.
Solid.
7 out of 10 every week. Can't still head a ball. We're okay. Like
cross goes into can't shins, but he does shit. All right.
Doesn't go far.
Does all right, but we need better. Ashley Young.
Shout.
Again.
No. He loves Red News.
He can't take anyone
He sends messages after the derby and things like that.
He should have listened to the podcast last week. Take some fucking...
We need better. Keep him, but not 50 games. I mean, that was just...
Last week against Watford.
50 games, Ashley Young. 50 games, Ashley Young. Right,
that's how bored we were last week.
We were singing that during the game against Watford when Mark was happy.
Against Watford, he actually took someone on, didn't he?
Copyright. Yeah, but he's done a few things where he's set up. Anyway, he'll send a message tonight. He always says, I hope the fans have a great night after days like this.
Do you know what?
He gets United. He gets United. That's not a proviso for playing, but he's all right in the squad.
I'd like it more if he'd send £20 every week.
Phil Jones. Phil Jones.
I like him.
I actually think that him
as a footballer.
Yeah, he can't pass the ball. He can't hit buttons. He can defend.
Just entertainment value alone.
I'm not bothered. He can defend. He's a top player. He's got the squad.
He's just as sausage. I was with sausage at Bournemouth, and that was boring. And he kept me entertained with his. And we said he's like of mice and men. What's the bloke's name? Lenny. Just in a field like in America with a straw hat, just bumbering in, and he thinks the scarecrow's a real person, and he talks to it, and that was right. Chris Smalling, helium voice.
I like him until he opens
his mouth.
Again, he's a centre half.
Hasn't he been there nearly 10 years as well?
You're going to go to his testimonial?
No.
Right, Bally. Bailey.
I really like him, and I don't think he's just injury prone, isn't he?
Yeah, but you don't.
So it's, I don't know what's going on there.
Lindelof, I like. I think he's got potential.
He's got the season.
He's the only one who can pass the ball at the back.
Can't hit a ball in our squad.
I remember when we signed him and. You know, there's them YouTube videos that go around of the highlights when you
Yeah, well, we did that and for Anderson, and look where that got us.
The most underwhelming 2 minutes I've seen since Lampard's whistle up his ass.
Since Anderson. Got to be since
Anderson's video.
Anderson's highlights of him hitting the crossbar in a Porto shirt. That was the worst.
But I think
thing
that was.
Sky Sports News played that.
That was a Photoshop. Like, someone's fiddled that, because that Anderson video is nothing like what we got
bar.
To see.
The bar.
Right. Right. So,
right.
Have we got another centre half? That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Matic, I like.
Great first half of the season.
Probably not. Top three players.
I think he's solid, and you build around him.
Second half of the season, I think.
Yeah. Herrera.
He's
not
had
as good.
As much chance this year because of Matic coming in, I think. But
look at his performance in the semi.
I'd have them two starting today.
That's such an easy thing to say. He's not shit.
He's not. No, he isn't shit. He's better than me.
I'd have him and Matic starting today.
And Pogba. That three sort of works together.
I just want more of someone who impressed last season. He just seems to have gone.
But he's not.
Yeah, but the semi-final, he came in and look at what he did. That 1 minute from heading it back to scoring.
Do you know against City? I thought he was.
He's a confidence player.
Brilliant.
I mean, we've been chasing an interview, and his head needs to be in the right. You know, he's obviously clearly a player who wants a bit of love
when he's not been able to play.
No,
it's tough because when you see him play against teams like West Brom at home, they're crap.
Yeah, but they all were.
Yeah,
Pogba.
I think there was a very good thing that was said. Was it last game or the last game that was on TV? And they were just saying, I think it was Gary Neville who said that he plays every minute like we're 3-0 up, even when we're not. He plays like
he baffles
he's
me.
He's got too much. I like that they've got confidence, but he's playing in a way that sometimes, if you 0-0 against Brighton or whoever, you don't just grip and actually play some football.
But I don't think he knows what now Jose and him have had this, tension. I don't think he knows what he needs to do.
I won't be surprised
and his natural game. No, I wouldn't be. But I think he thought Madrid would be in, and they're not going to be in. So that might kick.
He's
disappointed me this season.
He'll go
he has.
But
I get the injury.
I think that hinges on depending on what he does for the World Cup. He needs to be France. He's not going to do any negotiations.
Well, he thinks he's going to do the dog's bollocks.
So if he goes anywhere, it'd be PSG. But
I think
depends
France
on his World Cup. It'd be interesting to see if he starts.
I think France will flatter to the six. Spain are my tip. I think they'll win. I think they're a good side coming into it. Anyway,
you also thought we'd beat Watford 5-0 away last season.
And I thought we'd beat West Brom about 6 this.
Yeah, so don't listen to Barney.
Well, my bet today is under 2 goals, under 1 goal, 0-0, 1-0, 1 goal. Right, so right, midfield, McTominay.
How are you on Jose's player of the year? He's just baffling.
Yeah, but that's almost a G up to Pogba.
That's just politics, though, isn't it? Like, exactly when the stuff he was saying about him when
he's safe. He's safe. But we don't know enough.
He just looks like another average kid who's come out the production line. He looks
but Jesse Lingard did a year and a half ago, and look at his. Right, so Lingard, fantastic this season. You couldn't have asked for more from him. Really, Steve, you're giving a look?
Yeah, if he cost you 60 million, would you be happy with him?
Well, he's a big game player who scores very important goals for us.
He's just a player again, though, because he's come through the youth academy. People like him more than
But he does it, though.
He does play well, but
he scores in the big games.
He has a remotely half-decent game. He gets exaggerated massively because he's come through the academy.
I think if Jesse Lingard didn't do his videos and had cost 60 million, people would like him a bit more.
I don't care about his videos, and to be honest with you, it's quite difficult to say how well Inzaghi players have performed this season because he's been a bit dull for the last couple of months.
Yes. Right.
He's been consistent.
We'll do tonight. We're going to do a quick one after, but we'll be drunk. Right, Mata.
He's not good enough.
Again, he's just not
better, but still,
he's
a nice
playing
guy.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming. He's not good enough.
What he did at Chelsea, we've never seen him do at Chelsea for us. Very rarely, like 1-0, 2-0. He used to score. It'd be 2-0 Chelsea, matters both goals. Three kicks.
I remember the guy who was the Chelsea fanzine speaking to him, and he was raving about him.
He was player of the year twice. Yeah, we've never seen anything like that.
And he was talking right before the game, and he was saying how Matters should be the player of the year, and that world player of the year, he was that good, and we've not seen that.
I don't think that's down to Jose. I think that's down to, I don't know, whether he's got old or his touch is wonderful, but you just sometimes think, come on, and right, Martial,
Stroppy. Memphis Depay, Mark 2.
No, I like him. But I'm not one of these fans.
He's going to go.
I think he will go. Yeah, but you know, you can't criticise Martial because everyone will see their ass online because they're all these dickheads who just spend their time online not going to games in their underpants.
Yeah, to this
no, these are classy people.
He's got talent there, but he should be I'm not saying.
Yeah, but he's not playing again. No. It's like, yeah, no, I mean, like the one thing Nanny always said, and I know Nanny's not a barometer for anything, but when he did it, when he had that great season, he said the difference from playing every week to coming in and out is it allows you to get the confidence, to gain confidence, to gain momentum. So you cannot, like Rashford, you can't judge when you're in and out. But I get that they haven't come in and, like Rashford or Martial, have gone in and scored every week to put pressure on Lukaku. But they're still kids. So you've got to...
Not at all. I definitely want to keep him. I definitely want to keep Rashford. I think there's bags of talent there, bags of potential, bags of pace.
I think it's still both of them we need to see more of. Sanchez, half, Mardos.
You just hope he kicks on next season, don't you?
Someone at United said he's just such a miserable, really hard work. But you don't give a shit, I suppose. Well, we don't give a shit if he bags them next season. He's got it, he's class. He's like Valencia though. I will choose my words, but he looks a hell of a lot older than he is.
He looks like his head's bigger than his body, and he's got
he runs funny like you.
Midgets. When have you seen me run?
Well, very rarely. You dawdle, don't you?
Yeah.
You dawdle. Right. So, Lukaku. All impressive.
Been quite impressed with him.
He's got better over the season and he's settled in.
I just wish he'd stay in the box and put the ball in the net and just leave the running about and fetching the ball to someone else.
I want to see more the bully.
Yeah. But
30 goals. 30 goals in a debut season at United when, as I've said, United eat strikers.
He's been class, is that? He's been our second best.
Well, he's not been class, he's been good.
Like you say, we weren't seeing bullying.
But he's got the desire.
We've dropped silly points like Newcastle and Huddersfield, and he should have been bullying them centre halves and shoving them about. And hopefully he'll kick on next season.
I think he will. With service, put it on his head for starters. When was the last time we fucking just get some crosses in? That's what he's really good at, and we don't utilise it.
Wait,
Dali Blind?
Does he still play for
him? Not even worth mentioning.
Nice hair.
Damian.
Not worth mentioning.
Shit beard.
Has he got a beard?
Terrible.
Has he?
Sideburns.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really shit.
Like Mark used to have.
Yeah, do you remember that? Used to have just like big chunks of fucking
Romero has massive hands, which must have a big cock.
Looks funny.
How we've still got him as a backup goalkeeper is bad.
Yeah, but you don't want him as number one, do you?
No, but no. I mean, how he's not gone anywhere else.
Yeah, but if De Gea left out,
Romero at number one.
Right, who have we missed out then? Is that it? I bet there's a glaring player we've missed.
Probably, but if we've missed him out, they've obviously been.
No, it said Rashford. Well, sort of him and Martial we've covered in one thing. So, right, so if you're going to mark the season out of 10 before the final, I'll ask you off. But right now...
It feels five or six. The word is underwhelming. And I think, as much because of how good City have done, it's tainted whatever we've done. Because you watch them and they're fun to watch. They play well. And then we're bored watching us.
Out of 10?
Yeah. 5 or 6. Wait, 7.
What's 10? Are we saying 10's the treble?
Treble,
or are we saying 10's where we are?
10's the treble.
10 out of what's possible with what we've got, though.
Oh, just give them a number.
Yeah, don't. It's six. Not fucking news night, Nick. Jesus Christ.
The treble's
what
a 10.
Would you have given it last year?
7. I would have given it a higher last year. I was more excited. I had a bit more buzz.
And it ends because we expect it so much.
Yeah.
And on paper, our team isn't half decent, isn't it?
But that's what I think the squad's better than.
We shouldn't be.
I think the squad is better than we give. We moan so much. But anyway, we thank everyone who's bought the mag. It's been a really shit. It's ended on a high weather-wise, but shit weather. So for people stopping by in the rain, that is nothing but appreciated. I've only had one person slag me off, and that was on Wembley Way for the semi when you bald bastard. Well, no, bald dickhead.
Yeah.
But he didn't say it in a nice, polite manner. And I thought, imagine you're going to FA Cup semi final when you're abusing a fanzine seller. What's that all about? Anyway, right, so we will talk after the game. So, right, one word about the game to come.
I think we're going to win 2-0.
No, a word. Well, word and prediction then, go on.
2-0.
Hurry up.
Jesus Christ.
Confident.
Come back to me, I can't think of a word.
Come on.
You're a teacher, Steve.
That doesn't mean I know all the words, does it?
Name a score. What score's it going
to be? 2-1 United. Which is 6-1, by the way.
I think it'll finish 1-1. On penalties will be a draw, we'll be playing till midnight, and then Carrick will go up and lift the trophy, and John Terry will turn up in his full kit lifting it for Chelsea, and
it's
we'll share the trophy.
Practice,
that's how hard it is to call it.
Boring 1-0.
To who?
To United.
7-1. I think a tight, tense affair. And now I've got sort of visions of a bloke with a whisper bow, and that's just so fucking wrong. Just wrong. Right, cheers, lads. Speak afterwards. All right. Get 83! And we sing the case, sirrah, sirrah. Everyone will know just who we are. United! My United! We're the boys in red, and we're all the way to Wembley. Wembley, Wembley, Wembley. We're the famous Man United, and we're going to Wembley. If you are from Manchester, you're sure to be a blue. Most Colliers, all for that costume. But if you think that this is true, you're nothing but a fool. Because in the town of Manchester, Man United will shout. You can stick your Bayern Munich, Juventus, Ajax too. There's only one colossal team in playing laser blue. They're gonna be United in once upon a time. They're gonna conquer Europe like they did in 69. Tra-la-la, right, so it's the morning after the night before. We weren't going to do the podcast after the game because we're all miserable. Nick was in a right old mood. So they've just been abusive. So
there's a change to what this morning's going to be.
Yeah, so what do you make of that then?
Silence says it all.
So predictable. Give the ball to Ashley Young, who'll step back and pass it straight back to Antonio, to Paul Pogba.
He'll pass it straight back to Ashley Young, and Ashley Young didn't do anything with it. I think it was on a counter attack and get a penalty.
Twice this season, I've watched Phil Jones make just ludicrous decisions. It was just so flat, wasn't it, really? The worst at Wembley's always bad, but me and Steve were sat in an area that was just a woman telling us to sit, everyone to sit down, who was putting those happy clappers in my ear for... It was just...
She said she liked Phil Jones because he was good at tackling.
It was just an abysmal... I mean, Wembley's always bad, but it was the oddest section I've been in. Mm.
It's such a contrast, though, from what it was against Spurs, though. The atmosphere there was so much better. Because I just think everyone thought we were going to... That was the final. I don't think anyone thought we were really going to beat Spurs. And everyone sort of just went for it. And got
yeah, but we didn't think we'd... We said yesterday it's going to want a one goal in it. But then again, that is in itself predictable. Like, oh, you're going to go 1-0, you're not going to win. Chelsea aren't even that good. That's...
Yeah, that's the most annoying thing about it. They were there to be taken and we just didn't even try. We scored one goal in four games. It's just depressing, isn't it? No Lukaku, no victory.
Like you said yesterday, you can't go into a big game after being playing shit. And
yeah, no momentum, sport. That annoys me, because you can't switch it on and off. Whatever you... It's so important. So if you start down in tools over the last three league games to get 1 point, the end result is you've got nothing going into that cup final.
The sad thing is no one's surprised. No one's surprised that this is happening.
No, they're just annoyed, though. I think the clamour will grow and grow because the football's not good enough. We've got Jose in to win because we, you know, a lot of us don't gel with him, so you take him because he's a winner. But if he stops winning things, so the end result is you're just... I mean, Nick laughably said after the game, we're the eighth best team in Europe.
I stand by it.
Do you?
Not, between four people, we couldn't name seven better teams than us.
No, we could. You just didn't agree.
You didn't count. You weren't counting.
Yeah, but you've...
Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Barcelona.
Spurs, Liverpool, City, Chelsea.
City you can have.
Not Chelsea.
I'm not having
Seville.
Liverpool didn't even beat us this season. They played us twice. We've beaten Spurs twice this season out of two out of three games, so you can't have that.
Okay, so your glass half full... So we're going to win the league next year, are we?
No. I'm not that confident. City are still in our league, aren't they? So they're still in it. We're going to struggle. Just depends who we sign. We could sign two or three difference makers next year. And
We did that last 2 years. In Sanchez.
But they've obviously not been difference makers, have they?
Well, that's
you sign Sanchez to make a difference and... All right, that game against Spurs, that was probably it. That was his best...
So, but does Jose not make them... He nullifies them, or something's happening with them, because the Pogba's got to take that chance. You can't.
There's just no way that our squad should score one goal in four games with or without Lukaku.
No.
That is laughable, especially when you play Brighton, you play David Moyes West Ham, and you play Watford at home, who've got fuck all to play for, and a Chelsea team that aren't even that good.
Yeah,
that's why it's so depressing. So something stemming down from the manager.
It was just another great day ruined by 90 minutes and think... You could see it. I mean, we could have all left as soon as they went 1-0 up.
Yeah.
And you knew we weren't coming into it.
The highlight for me of the day was leaving on 87 minutes, getting on that first tube, the door shutting on that first tube with about 20 people on and being in the pub 20 minutes later. That was the highlight for me.
Says a lot.
Yeah, Mourinho, I have no regrets. I mean, I don't know. I don't agree he's outdated, but there's something... His spark has gone. He looks a man, a defensive man, and the football is getting worse.
You can't really continually be a defensive manager with shit defenders, though, can you? You don't really
You can't be a defensive manager with a back five that you didn't sign.
He's also been defensive about himself. You know, everything's on the back foot. Where's the cocky Jose who goes, but I'm the special one, where's the I'm a winner? We're not seeing that anymore. I mean, people are upset that the players didn't even properly clap the crowd. I've never been... I don't go looking for them to wave at me, but I want them to play good football, and I'm not seeing that.
I'm just worried they'll give him Mourinho a budget now in the summer, because the players he's signing aren't doing anything.
I thought Martial, we looked better when Martial and Lukaku came on. At least Martial had a go. But you said, how many times have we said the back four is not good enough? Right, you know, we could talk all day long. Right, so let's leave on an upbeat. Well, a couple of notes. So, this summer, what do we do to change it, to give us a lift?
I won't be watching any football or reading about any
football.
Yeah,
well, a couple would be good. Beers, barbecue, garden.
Not even the World Cup.
Well, Nick's going, so this will be his last ever podcast appearance.
You can play it at my funeral.
You'll end up in a forest. Dungeon.
They said Vlad, they don't want to kill impaling people, your just testicles. Want to put them in a coma. That's what they said.
Oh, great.
I think so.
Oh.
Might not be my last ever one.
That's.
Farewell, Nick.
I hope you don't get put in a coma.
Thanks, Steve. That's a nice thing.
Just walk around with the face you had after the game last night. They'll think you're local.
I'm doing enough self damage to myself. Is that bloody miserable?
Right, so come on, optimism.
I don't know. I don't know what we do. I think even if we sign players we could get excited about, all right, let's use Griezmann as an example. I don't think we'll sign him, but you know, even if we sign someone of that calibre, it's hard to get really excited about it, because he's signed players like Sanchez and Pogba and not done anything with them. So I just don't see us getting excited by anyone that we sign over the summer. We could sign Ronaldo back in the summer and I wouldn't be that enthused about it.
I'd be happy if we maybe, well, we are signing defenders and not playing them, but the day that we stop seeing a Fergie defence, the back four that isn't Jose's, even though he's signed. You know, it's just bizarre. Steve?
What? I'm just looking forward to...
A bloke who's been every game this season just says, the happiest thing, I'm happy that the season's over. And that's bad, isn't it? That you're actually...
We're all happy it's over.
Yeah. It's been grim. It's been really grim.
Even if we'd won yesterday.
No, we'd have been buzzed off it.
We'd have been happy, but we still would have been happy it was over.
I just don't know how it's going to turn around. And that's worrying. That's really worrying. How you can get this... And they don't look happy. The players haven't looked happy in months. City second half, Palace second half, but I think they did that against Mourinho's. You know, they just went for it. But they don't look happy. The football's so methodical. You know what's coming. We must be so easy to defend against. That's why we haven't scored. Because they just go, well, if Young's going to pass it back, get on Pogba, tighten the space, and he's going to pass it back. Because they ain't going to risk. They're not going to gamble. They're not going to play a ball into the box.
No one runs off the ball, do they?
We can't. How many corners yet did we have yesterday that just hit their first man?
At least three. At least.
We've got Tony Valencia who can't take a throw in. We wait. That really annoys me. We say we've got an attack. We wait 30 seconds for Valencia to plod up, and then he just throws it to the ground. Why just not take the throw in? It makes no difference. Just let someone else have a go. Let you have a go.
Yeah. Oh, I can take a throw in.
Mark... Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
Getting breakfast on the way home.
I might cut my grass this afternoon.
Oh, God, that is Jose. Jose, that.
I like cutting my grass.
That's what he's done to you, Steve.
All right, well, thanks for everything, everyone. I have to say, it's been a strange season, and I've been a bit down this year. Varying things. I lost a mate who I loved, and... sometimes it's all right to just say if you're down, you're down, and you either talk about it with mates or you don't, and you just have a laugh with your mates and just... But it's all right to not feel all right sometimes, so if ever you're struggling, just know that there's people always out there for you and organisations, and we're united and we all love each other, despite all the disagreements. So thanks for everyone who's offered support and been nice this year, and to the bloke... Someone called me a Scouse bastard yesterday, which I thought was odd. But cheers, everyone, and thanks for all you lot for selling it. And have a good summer, everyone, and we'll come back. And we might actually do a podcast next year where we're happy. No.
There's just no circumstance where we can come back.
Final words, Nick.
There's just no way we can come back happy. Even if we win the first two games of the season, there still won't be a buzz within the side, because we did that this year. We still messed it up.
You're supposed to be optimistic.
There's no reason to be happy. I think we set our stall out early next year.
Mark, you're always happy.
I don't know why he's moaning. He's not going to be around to see it anyway. He's not coming back from Russia, so...
Come on, Mark. You're the optimistic one.
I've got nothing, Barney.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
I just need a break from it.
OK. Oh, dear.
Nothing to be happy about. Especially if the Scouse is going on in it next.
Oh, God. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well,
Viva Ronaldo.
I'm going
to Russia
tomorrow. Vlad. I'll be walking.
Vlad impale him. Come on. No. Viva Ronaldo. It's got to be. That does not... It's beyond comprehension that would list not just even... Let's talk about Butner for Ji-Sung Park, United legend.
He's better than Ashley Young.
No, Ashley Young's not the problem. We look at these... We've got bigger problems than Ashley Young at left-back. But granted, we need...
A left-back. Massively.
And a right-back. And a centre defender. And a midfielder. And a right-winger. And... I'm not going to say new manager because that way.
That's not going to happen. You're not going to get that look.
He's only here a year more, I think, though. So we've got to start thinking about that. Who do we get? What happens there? And huge decisions ahead for United. But at least, as Ed Woodward said, football doesn't impact on the commercial side. Eh? So we're all happy.
Can we make a bold prediction and say that Carrick will finish the season as manager next year? That's my prediction now. You sat here in a year's time and Carrick will be caretaker manager.
What, for four games?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, the good news, just to wait in the next few weeks, that news, you've got a big bloke with a bog brush hair smiling, going, a new contract has been signed. And if that, can you imagine when Twitter meltdown when that happens? Right, onwards and upwards, everyone, to the regiment. I wish I was there. See you later.